What's going on there, watch fans? Do you have a watch collection and feel like you need to get them buffed and polished and you're meticulous about making them look good, but you don't want to spend thousands of dollars getting that done? Well, today's episode is sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the cloth that protects, cleans, as well as polishes. I've been using Cape Cod Polishing Cloth for the last 15 years. I absolutely love it. I swear by it. I really wouldn't use anything else. It turns everything into a nice mirrored or polished finish. You get a really nice kit that has gloves, cloths, chamois, and that's all you really need, and it's $19.95. To get your kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. Okay, now on with the show. Today's guest is Ramon Kingsley of Kingsley No. 1945 Watches. I'm the official distributor of Kingsley 1945 Watches, and it's an interesting conversation that you're going to hear between me and my good friend Ramon. We just talk about his new company. We talk about how he started. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Going on there, watch fans. It's a great Saturday afternoon, just chilling. And then I decided to call my good friend, Mr. Ramon Kingsley, who's the founder and owner of Kingsley No. 45 Watches. How you doing, Ramon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, brother. Good, man. It's I'm really excited to interview you because it's you know, we've been friends for about 7 years. I think it's very interesting that you started your own watch company. Just kind of, you know, wanted to enlighten the listeners of how we met first 7 years ago, in Providence, Rhode Island, where you're from. And you know, you've been in the industry for a while in various capacities. You want to kind of explain to people what your journey's been?
Absolutely. And just to start, it's a pleasure and thank you very much, for doing this. I'm honored. And, I started this over the last, you know, my whole life, really. I'm a grad of Rhode Island School of Design. And, I've been in the business for quite a while since school. And, in my journey, I've always had a knack for, the vintage. I've always been into the whole reclaimed, and a lot of my design passion has always inherently revolved around that. And over the last several years, I decided to pursue my passion, and that was to really do something that I really love to do, and taking some of these restored, you know, how could I take something that's historical and turn it into something functional today, something that someone would really just enjoy. And I couldn't think of anything better than what I love, and timepieces is very dear to my heart, and it's been quite a journey.
Well, I'm really happy and proud of you, man, because I'll tell you, it's a very competitive world, and you took a risk and you put your balls on the table and you said, you know what, F it, I'm gonna do it, and that's a pretty bold step, and it's a big risk in today's. Especially in today's economy, when you have so many different watch brands that are emerging into the market, in a lot of ways, I actually think you couldn't have come at a better time because, you know, your price points are pretty very competitive. I mean, you're competing with, you know, watches up to $3,000. But the aesthetic of your watch, I just received my Kingsley 1945 piece last week, just to enlighten people. Ramon's designs are inspired by World War II aircrafts. His father was a World War II veteran, right?
Yeah, he was a military guy, and he's, you know, he eats, sleeps that world. And I think part of me, as a kid, just looking at him in that world, I think that has something to do with why I kind of gravitate towards it. So, yeah. In many ways, I think it's just that's how I ended up doing this World War II stuff.
That's really cool, man. I mean, when you look at the watch, one thing I was immediately impressed with was the packaging. I mean, and the thing is, it conveys a story, and you've done it well, I have to say. It's like, you know, what's cool is there's a lot of people who package stuff today in the watch industry, but they package it for aesthetics, and they don't know how to tell a story with it. Ramon is doing things really, really true to sort of the original, like, you know, at that time during World War II, these, you know, military pilots used to reward themselves with cigars and, you know, get a nice cigar box. So each watch is packaged with a nice cigar box, and it conveys a story because when you flip open the box, you actually see a rendering or a drawing or like a copy of an original picture of the design of the watch. So it kind of really goes well together. What inspired you to kind of, why did you decide to do this now?
So just really quickly on that box, I just wanted to point out to you, packaging is so special to me. I mean, you know, when I started doing that, there were a few other, you know, ideas inspired by that on the table. And I said, you know, you always want to keep your packaging and like cigar boxes and those are the kind of things that are keepsake. And that's kind of where that all came into play. As far as the brand, it was just the right time for me. You know, I've been in the luxury design business for quite a long time, you know, designing for other companies globally. And I just decided to pursue this passion of mine. And it started as a hobby. And I had done 100 pieces as a, you know, just as a tester, just a hobby of a first round, a slightly different design, and they sold out, and I kept getting people asking me, you know, when are you doing more? When are you doing that? And that really just started to inspire me to really start to look at this as something a little bit greater, something that I can provide to friends and people that were showing interest. And the brand really was born from my own, you know, consumers and people that some, you know, were wearing my watches and they kept asking, and that's really where it all began.
And that's great. Now, the cases are, 45 millimeters or 44 millimeters?
So the new line, the case is basically, it's milled out of a block of steel. It's a 45 millimeter shape, and one of the things that I really wanted to do different is that I wanted this to really have a lot of substance to it. When you look at the thickness of it, I kind of like to call it like a Coca-Cola lip. If you look at a can, it has that lip. If you look at my dials, they're really sunken in, and it's really striking to me. And
they're sandwich dials, right? So the numbers are cut out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is sort of like an ode to Panerai, if you will, or if you look at the brand and you look at the weight of the watch, it has it's very solid and it feels like it's very durable and built to last. And you know, I've seen watches in the $5,000 range that don't even come close in terms of the quality build. And that's something that's really hard to do. I mean, it's not like you're a massive conglomerate and you can afford to, you know, take these kind of gambles, but it seems like, from what I understand as well, you've got some amazing partnerships already and you just launched your brand, Providence Diamond in Rhode Island, which is, you know, the biggest Rolex dealer in New England, one of the largest in the country. They're carrying your brand. I was lucky enough to just become a distributor officially. So I'm very grateful to you for that. Thank you. So if you want your Kingsley 45, you can always contact me. And of course you can go onto the, you know, Kingsley website, kingsley45.com. Ramon is also, he's very passionate about his brand. And I think that's what speaks volumes to me. It's not, you know, obviously we all want to make money and we all want to, you know, do business and have a better life, but Ramon's doing this out of passion, and the cool thing for me, the reason why I wanted to talk to him today was, you know, it's interesting how we met, because I literally went to Rhode Island. We have a mutual friend about 7 years ago. I went to visit him, and through him I met Ramon, and I was going for a weekend. I fell into a hard time, and I just wanted to get away from it all. I was living in Cambridge, Boston at that time, and Ramon and I immediately became really, really quick, fast friends. And kudos to Ramon, because he actually, in these last 7 years, has kept in touch with me, and every now and then would call me or send me, you know, ask me questions about what I thought about certain design aspects. And, you know, with my own, you know, we all get busy in life, and Ramon was kind enough to involve me and ask my opinion on certain things. And here we are today with a real brand, with real teeth, where people are actually going into retail stores and trading in their Tag Heuers and their Rolexes for this brand. I mean, that's got to just blow you away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really grateful for all of this. And in the 7 years since kind of you've gone, you know, you left Cambridge and stuff, I've been slowly crafting this in my mind and this design. And, you know, it's all self-funded. And that's why it's taken me so many years. I mean, I spent maybe, you know, 1,400 hours just to develop the case, from working and really building up to be able to partake in doing this myself, and not having, you know, business partners that kind of push you around into a particular direction. This is all pure, all self-funded, with nobody to you know, be on your side for money or any of those things. So I think that's what's really great about it. And I think the icing on the cake for me, it's amazing the kind of feedback I get from the members, and also retail, you know, that people are going in and trading, you know, these established, much older, much bigger brands for this thing I started right out of my studio.
That just tells you one thing, people, that no matter what your dream in life is, stick to it, because it may be a labor of love. There may be times you want to cry and you want to throw in the towel, but never give up, because this is pure example of someone who's taken something in his head, taken passion, taken history, taken influences from his family, from his father, turned it into something amazing and brought it into reality. So congratulations, Ramon. This is a huge thing for you, and I wish you nothing but continued success, because I, now being a part of it myself with you, I enjoy and I look forward to being on this journey together, man.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate, you know, you were essentially born into this business. So I rely on a lot of the experts and people that are out there dealing with customers and are in the business. So, you know, I really look forward to it. And I look forward to all the new things and, you know, that we've got coming in the works.
It's my pleasure, man. Listen, it takes two hands to clap. So I appreciate the support on your end as well. And I also wanted to ask you, now, what are your plans with the brand? I mean, obviously, I'm sure right now we're looking at a time-only watch.
Right.
We don't have, you know, the cases are, if you will, just to sort of describe the cases of the watch, yes, they're very solid. They're milled out of a block of steel. You have different variations. You have a, sort of like a gold finish. But what's interesting about the gold finish, which is what I have, with a black dial and orange hands, and it's, you know, it's a limited edition. It was sort of a custom piece that Ramon was kind enough to make for me. This piece, even though it's sort of gold-plated, you know, it looks a lot like bronze or brass, and I love that. Right. It gives it this vintage military feel, which is what you're looking for.
Absolutely, and a lot of the inspiration from that comes from, you know, World War II, like those Springfield 50, you know, millimeter Browning machine guns on aircraft. Back in 1945, they used to recycle all brass and, you know, brass and copper casings. And I really wanted the case to reflect that color, to feel almost like a shell casing. So, you know, and we were able to achieve that through you know, a lighter plate and getting that color. And for the future, you know, as I continue to grow, I can't wait to actually take, you know, airplane parts and be able to melt them.
And
so that you can have a case. You know, maybe your case was from a 1943, you know, lightning bolt aircraft.
Awesome.
So,
awesome. And even the names of the watches are inspired by the names of certain planes and aircraft.
Yep, a lot of the nose art, you know, if you go back to the 40s, a lot of the good luck for the pilots, they would have nose art, you know, Black Widow or you know, all sorts of names. And a lot of it, I wanted to capture some of that into these pieces. So a lot of them are named after, you know, some of that inspiration and good luck for the pilot. So good luck for, you know, for the people that are wearing this.
That's awesome, man. And the movements are vintage movements, you know, from 1943 to 1945. They're reclaimed movements that have been sort of reworked according to today's specs, and they're fitted into each watch. I would assume that this is going to be a problem after a certain point because these movements aren't readily available.
This initial line I did, you know, there's about 295. And what I do is I didn't want to be limited by just, going to Switzerland or somewhere inspecting. I just wanted to go and do what I do, which is I love antiquing. I love grabbing all of those 1940s, you know, those watches that you see laying around with no life, but they got these beautiful parts inside. And I took it upon me to start collecting a lot of those and then, you know, going to watchmakers who would, restore these. And that way when you're reading your watch, it actually has stuff from the 40s. You know, I didn't want to limit myself to a particular spec. And down the line, when those are done, I'll have something new. You know, I always want to keep something fresh for those people that follow me and collect a lot of my pieces.
Well, that's great. And also, you know, the nice thing about this as well is that this is a completely American-made product, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, every watch that any customer gets, they it's literally assembled by me. I mean, I put this watch together. I have these cases milled. I have the dials. All of these things are specced, and they were specced by me, and I use quite an assortment of different, machine places and suppliers that are able to get me these parts that in turn come to me, and I get the joy of literally putting these things together individually. And I think, you know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of special.
Well, I mean, there you have it, people. You're getting it directly from the horse's mouth. Not only is he the face of the brand, not only is he the founder and owner of the brand, but you're getting something that's being hand-assembled by him, which is very rare. I mean, that's a very, very unique experience. It's a very personal experience. And I'm sure right now the company's small. He's just started. I'm sure once the company really takes off, which is it's already on its way, that's not going to be as much of a reality. So I would highly recommend you go to Kingsley 45's website. You look at this different styles, a lot of the stuff he's already sold out of, which is incredible to me. Right now I'm sure also, I mean, you know, you only have three distributors at the moment. How are people hearing about you?
It really is amazing. I at the beginning I started and as usual, I had a few colleagues, few friends, you know, they purchase my pieces, and then next thing you know, they would come back and they wanted two, they wanted three, and you know, over the last few months, it's been incredible the amount of people that are aware and the people that are buying the pieces. I mean, some of these I've already sold out, and it takes me time because I'm doing all these things myself. It's been a word of mouth. It's been a word of mouth through a lot of people that just really enjoy the pieces, the history of it, and the hand custom made feel to it. That is getting spread out, and I just keep getting calls. The calls come in, and that's kind of how the word has spread, and that's how I've been lucky that it's actually come outside of Rhode Island. Right now, I have a big presence here in Providence, but Miami, I got someone interested in London, and that's usually how it starts. I'll get one person, and that very quickly starts to bring in more people interested, especially a lot of collectors, a lot of people that are just tired of the same old brand. They just want something kind of unique. I'm able to offer them.
The beauty of Kingsley number of 1945 is that it's simple. I mean, to me, I think that's the beauty of a lot of companies that are inspired by World War II or pilot's watches. They all preach that they're original and they're from they try to replicate the style, but, you know, at some point they lose themselves because they do so many variations that it's, you know, you can hardly recognize that aspect of it. And what I like about this is that it's really, really simple. It's numbers and hands. It's right now, it's not so complicated that, you know, it looks so complicated that it's nice to look at, but the beauty is it's functional. And I think when you're wearing a watch on your wrist, especially for a guy, that's the only real accessory that we have. It puts things in perspective, and it makes it, you know, you strip it down to the core, which is nice because a lot of these brands to me are way too complicated.
I mean, I absolutely agree with you on that. And, you know, I just love the fact that when you're looking through one of my pieces, just the way it works, it's such a, so satisfying to me to see that I know that was like a watch in the 40s that someone wore, and I was able to actually restore parts of that watch, you know, that movement, and people can learn to have a little bit of that feel to it. You can see it, the way it works, you know, it's like wearing an antique watch in this very, very well-made contemporary case and quality.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's built to last. And I mean, what are your price points, Ramon, just so people can understand where you fall into the price category?
Absolutely. Basically, people can come into the brand. It starts basically at about $1,500. And it just goes up from there, and that's depending on, you know, some people want custom made stuff, and a lot of that is priced according to what I'm able to do for some of the customers. But you know, you can actually start, all of them are of the same quality. I'm even exploring some customers that want actual precious materials. So some of these cases built out of gold or built out of, you know, real silver. Those kinds of things are special, and they're priced accordingly. But for the most part,
Do whatever you want because you're the owner of the brand. That's the beauty
that's
about
right.
this. And that's,
right.
that's another thing, people, that I want you to understand that, you know, a lot of times you go to watch companies and you say, can I do this? No. Can I do that? No. Ramon is probably, he's got the advantage of being the owner of the company. He doesn't have to answer to shareholders or other partners. He's able to really provide you a unique experience that's custom tailored to your needs. So, you know, I'm sure there is going to be things that are going to be harder to do than others, but, you know, one of the things in today's market that I feel like is being lost and very few companies are doing is that they're really providing the customer with what they want. And when you provide the customer with what they want, then you have much more scope to do more business in so many more places because the word of mouth spreads like wildfire.
Yeah, and, you know, like, it's just, I think, I mean, I, you know, the brand, the designs, they have a certain identity, and I don't have a reason why I couldn't develop and design things so that if you're a consumer, maybe you want orange hands. I know, Ahmed, when you wanted your watch, you said, I really would like the orange hands, so I went ahead and put orange hands, which is still within the genetics and the DNA that I feel for the brand, but it gives you the ability to put orange hands on the watch.
Absolutely. I love that I asked for it and you were able to do it. And other customization as well. Ramon, you want to go into that as well about how, what that customization is?
Yeah. So my goal is eventually I want someone to be able to go onto the site or even call me personally and say, hey, I would like this case with that dial, with that strap. That would be eventually my long-term goal. Right now, I'm able to do that where you get a watch, you have a case, and I'm able to customize certain things like the crown guard, which is a very unique design. You know, I offer those in three different color variations. It could be steel or black or that bronze gold. The hands, the dials, they could be a couple of different colors. So what I offer there's a lot of room to kind of sort out certain things that you might like, you know. I'm able to do that with within the website at the moment, and it's just going to get better over time.
Absolutely. And what are your plans? How do you plan to promote your brand? I mean, I know a lot of it's word of mouth. I know that you have you have a pretty aggressive Instagram following, whenever you post something new, people are always looking at it, and you get calls immediately for new things. You just introduced an incredible new white dial, which I love. It works extremely well. It plays off well off all the different finishes. You know.
Yeah, that's a. I'll give you a perfect example of that. Yesterday, and I actually emailed you personally to let you know that this was launching before anyone even knew about it. And what's really interesting, yesterday I put together my first white dial. And I had, you know, I have posted it on Instagram, and immediately after I had a member who already owned some of my pieces. He was meeting, Barack Obama in Newport for a private reception, and he really wanted something that he could go and showcase. And, you know, I actually ended up letting him borrow it so that he can go and kind of enjoy it. And I immediately, after he was done over in Newport, Rhode Island, I had a bunch of calls, just people interested, so interested in how, you know, like just the look of it, how striking it was. And people were just in general excited about that whole Providence small hand-built nature of it. So
that's awesome,
yeah,
man. That's
like
really
that.
Awesome. That's so great. You know, for me, it's near and dear to my heart because I'm from Boston, you know, the whole New England thing. It has that old world feel to it, and a good friend, you know, who's doing something that he loves to do and bringing it to the forefront and taking a risk and not, you know, it's easy to say, okay, I'm going to sell out or have investors or, but you're doing something, man. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you know, as you know, I'm doing something similar in the sense that I don't have my own brand, but, I do have my own brand in the sense that I'm on my own and I'm doing this thing with the Mandarin Oriental and no one else is doing it. And I've been told many times, I'm sure you've been told, are you out of your mind? This will never fly.
Yeah.
This will never work, blah, blah, blah. But, those are that's when you know you're headed in the right direction. When a ton of people tell you, you can't do it. I love it.
Yeah. And just to let you know, one of the things with me as a designer and a watch, you know, enthusiast is I'm never, you know, you could probably ask me about a bunch of, you know, watch lines and things. I don't necessarily really follow any particular watches or brands. This is very organic for me. I just kind of go with inner inspiration and let it be how it is. Same with even the marketing. I'm just naturally sort of rolling this out and seeing how people react to it. I'm not really trying to, I must market this. I must pay, you know, I'm just naturally letting, and that's paid off quite well for me because I'm getting the word around and I haven't, you know, it's not like I'm on TV or any of these things. It's just true people who truly are interested in the piece, you know?
Well, I think that's when it is. That's how organically these things happen. And, you know, it's not like you're trying to go into every store. You know, the beauty about what you're doing is, you know, usually when you have investors and things like that, you need to be in so many stores for it to make sense for the investor. You know, he wants his money back. He wants to know that his risk is mitigated. You being the solely responsible for this, it's at your discretion of where you want to be, and that's what makes it so great.
And it feels cool. You know, I just enjoy it. I enjoy that. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy, a customer. They can call me. They can call the designer and tell me, oh, I'm here and here. And, hey, by the way, I met this person, and he really liked it. That interaction to me is priceless. And it goes beyond me just selling another watch.
Absolutely.
So.
Because each one is so personal and unique. And
yep.
To winding down to just, you know, have people understand as well, what kind of warranties do you offer on your brand? What is, you know, if someone, if somebody's like, I have a problem, how do you anticipate, you know, taking care of it?
Absolutely. So what I've done, if you go to, you know, when you go to Kingsley 1945 about vintage watches, one of the things I started to do is just to educate a lot of the consumers about, you know, what to expect when they get vintage, you know, especially watches that use, you know, restored vintage products, so that they're aware of the kind of care right off the bat they should have. I offer a one-year warranty where, you know, something, you know, if the watch, a hand falls off or something, they send it to me and I'll take care of that, no problem. But I think it goes a long way with just educating people about, you know, some of the things that, you know, owning a vintage watch. Vintage watches actually, you know, they take a lot of care, and, you know, the way you care for them, it'll last a lifetime. I mean, if I was able to take a 1940s mechanical bunch of parts and make them work again, these things are going to last hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah.
That they're in
case. They were very well made back then. And, you know, it's all about being able to take care of them. And, you know, the education part on your part to the end consumer is paramount. Now, you said if a hand falls off, they'll take care of it. And I assume if there's a problem with the movement as well, you would do the same, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone, you know, there's a one-year policy or, you know, if you get it and something's not working right or a pusher or, you know, the time is maybe off of, like, some of the constraints that I've already listed for this particular vintage spec, you know, I'll be more than happy to actually replace that or restore to the specs that are within, you know, for, like, a vintage piece.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful, Ramon. And, you know, do you see yourself as well, you know, eventually participating in certain watch fairs in Basel and smaller watch fairs?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I spend quite a bit of time enjoying just Basel, you know, going to Basel every year. And certainly there's a lot of events that partake. Currently, I do a lot of some of these high-end trunk shows, which are very neat because there's a lot of consumers. I've noticed like a month ago, I you know, there was like a Maserati trunk show, and that's really to get people together and look at interesting things. And it's amazing the kind of feedback and reaction I've gotten from doing those little small events. So I plan on kind of organically getting into those things, and who knows, you know, in the future, maybe there's going to be a Kingsley 1945 booth. You know, where people can come and enjoy what I have to offer.
1,000,000%. And you know what? Maybe we do an event at some point here in Vegas and we kick it off with a bang, man. So
absolutely.
I'm here to support you in any way I can. It's an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I really hope you enjoy this Labor Day weekend, man. I'm so proud of you. And I'm sure we'll speak soon, my friend.
Absolutely. I mean, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend, and thanks everybody.
Well, there we have it, people. That was my one-on-one interview with good friend Ramon Kingsley of Kingsley No. 1945 Watches. Great talking to him, totally inspired by his vision, his passion, his design, innovation. I mean, these watches are built to last. They're incredible price points. They start at $1,500 and you can customize it and prices go up accordingly. I'm very proud and happy and grateful to be an official distributor of this brand. You can contact me if you want to buy yours at 702-608-0251. You can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com as well. So thank you, Ramon, for your time and a great interview. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, who make the best polishing cloths in the world, to take out scratches and restore your watch to a nice mirrored or polished finish. You can visit their website to order your Cape Cod Polishing Kit today at www.capecodpolish.com. I'd also like to thank DJ Flipside and Shalvoy Music for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can log on to my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can check me out on Twitter, on my Facebook watch page, and my Instagram. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.